Welcome to Wednesday Night Worship at First Baptist. Tonight's speaker is Dr. Jeff Reynolds.
Let's pray. Lord, your love indeed is amazing. We stand amazed that you, our King, would die for us. But in your death, we find life. And in your resurrection from the grave, we find that we have been given eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Because Jesus lives, so also do we. In Christ forevermore. We're so thankful for that, Lord. And now as we turn to your word, we pray that you would speak to our hearts and teach us what you would have us to know tonight. More than that, mold us to be more like you. For it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Well, I want to invite you to open your Bible to Luke chapter 11. There is a touching moment here. Wherein, honestly, we learn the prayer that we will pray at the end of this service. Jesus is going to teach his disciples the Lord's Prayer. But where that comes from is the disciples having witnessed Jesus' prayer life. That's something that's so true about Jesus throughout the course of his ministry. And we looked at it this past Sunday as we saw that great high priestly prayer in John chapter 17. We looked at this theme that Jesus prays and how amazing it is that the second person of the Holy Trinity petitions God the Father. He prays for himself and he prays for his disciples and he prays for us. What must it have been like to witness Jesus' prayer life? Well, we get a glimpse in Luke chapter 11, and in verse 1, Luke records this. Now, Jesus was praying in a certain place. And when he finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples. Isn't that amazing? They listened to Jesus pray, and then they were so overwhelmed with the touching nature of his prayer, the deep and impactful prayers that he prayed. They said, Lord, teach us to pray. So here's the theme that I want to give us tonight. As Jesus prays, he teaches us to pray. As Jesus prays, he teaches us to pray. Well, how does he teach us to pray? Let's look at what the text says. Verse 2. And he said to them, when you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. First point I want to give you is that Jesus teaches us to pray with honor and submission to God. Jesus teaches us to pray with honor and submission to God. Father, hallowed be your name. Your name is holy. Not only is your name holy and are you great, but Lord, we pray that your will would be done on this earth as it is in heaven. Let your kingdom come. We submit to your will, for you are God and we are not. Jesus had said, I came not to do the will of myself, but the will of him who sent me. And indeed he did. And that was most perfectly displayed on Calvary's cross as Jesus laid down his life to raise up the people that God had sent him to rescue. Unbelievable. So, Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Now, verse 3, give us each day our daily bread. The second point, Jesus teaches us to pray presenting our request to God. Presenting our request to God. Do you know that God wants you to bring everything to him? There's nothing that's off limits. You can pray about anything and everything. Philippians chapter 4 is the Apostle Paul tells the church at Philippi to rejoice in the Lord always. What does he say? Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything. By prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Then the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And so we present our needs to God. And it's not that he's ignorant of our needs or that he doesn't know what's going on in our lives, but how powerful is it that he says, come to me, present your needs to me, cast your anxieties upon me. I care for you. Give us this day, Jesus said, our daily bread. And then verse 4, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone who is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, The third point is that we would come in a posture of confession and repentance. We would come in a posture of confession and repentance. Lord, I'm a sinner, and I've sinned today. And I confess those sins to you, and I know that that's not who you want me to be. And if I'm in Jesus Christ, that's not who I am anymore. So, Lord, I repent. I turn away from those sins. Lead me not into temptation. In other words, keep me out of those things that would pull me away from you. I pray, Lord, for your forgiveness, and I, as one who has been forgiven much, am willing to forgive just as I have been forgiven. But then look now at verses 5 through 9. And he said to them, which of you, if he has a friend, will go to him at midnight and say to him, friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine has arrived on a journey, and I have nothing to set before him. And he will answer from within, do not bother me. The door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything. I tell you, though he will not get up and give him anything because he is his friend, yet because of his impudence he will rise and give him whatever he needs. And I tell you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. The fourth point is that Jesus teaches us to pray with persistence. Jesus teaches us to pray with persistence, not heaping up empty phrases. But what is Jesus saying here? He's saying, you continue to come to your Father. Keep asking, keep seeking, keep knocking. Part of the work that God is doing us as we pray with persistence is He is showing us what's really important to us. If our prayers are flippant, half-hearted, then perhaps we don't care as much about what we're praying for as we think we might. But if we will pray with persistence, knowing that God will move in His time, which will be the perfect time, by the way, knowing that God will move and that God is preparing us for a greater glory than we could ever imagine, God is honored in that sort of prayer. Ask, seek, knock, keep asking, keep seeking, keep knocking. And now look at verse 10. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks it will be opened. What father among you, if his son asks for a fish, will instead of a fish give him a serpent? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? The fifth and final point is this. He teaches us to pray, recognizing the loving, kind, generous character of God. As we pray, we recognize that God in Christ is our Father. And if you have children and your child comes to you and asks for something they need, who would be so cruel as to give them something wicked in return? Jesus is saying, this is the character of your Heavenly Father. Every good and perfect gift comes from Him, emanating from the very goodness of His character. He desires to give you good things. He desires to bless you, that you might be a blessing to those around you. He loves you. For if you are in Jesus Christ, you are His child, and God takes care of His children. And so Jesus prays. And as He prays, He teaches us how to pray. And yet again tonight, as we do every week, we're going to close our service praying the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray. And in so doing, we will answer the question, whose Father? Our Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. We're so thankful that you have tuned in to worship with us tonight, and I pray that you and I would both learn from Jesus' prayer life and be ever more prayerful as the days go by. Join us this Friday night for Friday night virtual vespers as we say, here's my heart. Lord, God bless you.